Now on with some more news. This week, there are a couple of interesting exhibitions featured, and some historic music devices are to go on sale. First, however, another historic find by a treasure hunter at Wyndham.
A rare brooch dating back about 800 years could join the Wynfarthing pendant on display at Norwich Castle Museum after being declared treasure. Archaeologist and UEA graduate Tom Lucking hit headlines in 2014 when he unearthed a 7th century haul of Anglo-Saxon gold in a grave buried in a field in Wynfarthing. Now he has struck treasure again after discovering a silver gilt brooch dating from the 11th or 12th centuries in a field near Wyndham. The brooch was found last September and features two lions with two inlaid pink stones. The Wynfarthing collection became nationally significant after being found near Diss 5 years ago. It was valued at more than £145,000 and was saved for the city after an appeal by the Friends of Norwich Museums. Now Mr. Lucking has struck treasure again, this time in a recently ploughed field near Wyndham. A silver brooch, thought to date from the 11th or 12th century BC, was declared treasure at Norfolk Coroner's Court last week. Mr. Lucking told the BBC, "When I first broke it out of the mud, I just saw the back of it, but I turned it over and saw the settings. I sat there and just admired it for a bit. It's that satisfaction that comes from finding something that special."
The story of the stolen skull of a doctor who invented words, including disruption and electricity, pictures of the secret landscapes of the Cold War, and exquisite pattern books created by Norwich silk weavers are all part of a new Norfolk exhibition. The collection of curious objects, celebrated artworks and previously unseen photographs marks what would have been the 75th birthday of writer W.G. Sebald. The exhibition focuses on the story behind the creation of Sebald's masterpieces, The Rings of Saturn. His visual and poetic journey through East Anglia was inspired by the life of Sir Thomas Browne and links the mystery of what happened to the great Norwich doctor's skull with subjects ranging from the gas-lit water gardens of a Victorian mansion to an exploded moon and wartime bombing raids to the history of sugar beet farming. Sebald, or Max to his friends, moved to Norfolk in his 20s to study and teach at the University of East Anglia. He became professor of European literature, but was killed in a car crash in 2001. Sebald had been fascinated by overlooked people, places, objects and events, and the exhibition includes his own photographs taken during the long walks which informed his writing.
A painting based on a mishap that saw a giant-sized dragon bite the fingers of the Dean of Norwich will go on show this week as part of an exhibition by well-known Norfolk artist Brian Lewis. The incident took place during last year's Lord Mayor's celebration, which included a procession to Norwich Cathedral, where the very Reverend Jane Hedges stood ready to ceremonially bar entry to the mythical creature. Unfortunately, as the Dean stretched out her hand, her fingers caught in the dragon's mouth and it bit her. "I just thought it would be a great subject for a painting," Mr. Lewis explained. The picture, which is one of three canvases featuring the procession, will be on show at Mr. Lewis's home study alongside a recently completed painting of Norwich Cathedral based on photographs taken by drone.
One man's lifetime collection of mechanical music spanning more than 140 years is set to go under the auction hammer in Norfolk. Echoes of how recorded music has been listened to down the ages, from music boxes to gramophones, featuring in the collection of Richard Bartram, that is to be sold at a sale at T.W. Gay's Auction Rooms in Diss on May the 17th. BBC antiques expert and director of the firm, Elizabeth Talbot, says the collection is in the private ownership of a gentleman from Wyndham. It was formed in Norfolk over many years, driven by his personal passion and fascination for the subject. These days, when digital music is instantly available on our smartphones, it is easy to forget how the ability to listen to recorded music was once rare and special, with a music player the centrepiece of many 19th century homes. The collection includes polyphones, phonographs, early 19th century camera phones, including a Mickey phone, gramophones, music boxes, a paraphone, a serophone, penny in the slot machines, an organette, recorder players, bygone accessories, and subject-related ephemera.
Phone boxes across Norfolk are up for adoption by their communities for just £1. BT is putting its traditional red boxes up for adoption, having seen use of the public phones fall 90% over the past decade with the boom in mobile technology. Hundreds of phone boxes have already been adopted in the UK for uses such as mini libraries, information points, or to keep defibrillators. And across Norfolk, more than 100 red boxes need a new lease of life. The district with the most £1 boxes is in North Norfolk, where 34 are up for grabs. Following North Norfolk, four in King's Lynn and West Norfolk, where 22 telephone boxes need new uses. South Norfolk has 14, which need new owners, and Breckland and Broadland districts have 12 and 10, respectively. Great Yarmouth and Norwich have relatively few, with 2 and 4 apiece. There are also 82 up for grabs in Suffolk, the majority being in the Suffolk coastal and Waveney areas. The adopted kiosks will still have electricity, provided for free by BT. Elsewhere, some boxes have been used as cake shops, mini museums, and even tiny nightclubs. Now for our first feature. You've heard earlier that a new bishop has been appointed for Norwich. We can learn a bit about him from Stacia Briggs of the Evening News, who reports on her recent interview with him, and her article is read by Judy Hawkins.